sit over there, you'd be fine.
All right, the Conference Committee on Senate File 2065 has reconvened and called to order. We had spent some time earlier this week running through side-by-sides, hearing some testimony on Monday. Then on Wednesday yesterday, we were able to adopt quite a few of the provisions and sections in the side-by-sides here in 2065. At this stage in the game, we have two sections that we still have to deal with, sections 29 and sections 30. Members, is there any interest in reviewing the differences between the two sections, the House and the Senate language? If not, I would entertain a motion. Representative Mahoney, do you have a motion to make for us?
I would. I'd like to move the House language on page, starting on page R24, at line 24.22, or section 29. And this is the language concerning the boilers. And all the language through page 20, R25, down to line 26.21 is current language. The new language is a very specific sawmill exemption for boilers. So now there is a live bomb on the North Shore. Oh, can I save that into the record? Damn. Which expires August 1st, 2016, but requires the Department of Labor and Industry to update and modernize the rules related to high-pressure boilers. And the cost for that, $100,000, is in the supplemental budget bill. So, having said all that, I would move to adopt that language all the way down to line 27.13.
You have to do your amendment for the compensation.
Ah, okay, before I do that, I have, do we have that amendment? Yeah. And I just, as I spoke to it, I spoke about the $100,000 appropriation in the supplemental budget. It's a line in that spreadsheet, in the jobs spreadsheet. So this is the amendment that puts that $100,000 there. And most all of it is, it's a different piece. So I'm just gonna move the A1 amendment, but I'm gonna, I wanna make sure I do this right, Anita, or staff, Ms. Newman. So if I move the line from 3.29 on the front page there, yeah, on the amendment, how would I do that? I'll ask for staff's help.
Mr. Chair, the portions of the amendment that you are adopting will be lines 3.32 to 4.3.
And staff is outlined.
So, Mr. Chair, so we're not going to adopt the language of side by side. That's the section 30. Is that correct, then?
Yes.
Mr. Fuller, I believe that is the intent of this amendment.
Okay. Yeah.
So, members, we have an amendment before us. Any discussion?
Chair, just a quick question.
Yes, Senator Sparks.
Representative Mahoney, is this just a one-time appropriation to help him do this?
Yes.
Okay.
The cost of contentious or controversial rulemaking is just a bit over $100,000, so they can absorb the rest.
And Senator Sparks and members, I did see this line item in the supplemental budget discussions downstairs, so I can confirm that they're part of those discussions as well.
Thank you.
So the money is not carried in the supplemental budget then?
It is carried in the supplemental budget.
Yes, it.
What are we doing now?
Do we need to amend it, is the question.
I'm going to ask for staff's help here.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it is on the spreadsheet, and it is counted toward the target for jobs and economic development. However, the appropriation and the language is all going to be in this bill.
Okay. I stand corrected.
I mean, we can't add money that isn't in the bill according to the conference committee rule, so... I mean, we can't appropriate more than we brought in. We brought in nothing, unless you get the okay of the speaker and the majority of it. So, are we actually appropriating this money in this bill?
We are. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, we are appropriating it.
I'm sure you'll get approval so we can adopt it, but that is a rule we have, joint rule.
Well, we'll proceed and...
Otherwise, the department will absorb it.
Mr. Chair and members of the conference committee, this was discussed in the budget committee last night and adopted as part of the jobs spreadsheet and with the understanding that the appropriation was to be in this bill.
Hopefully the speaker and the majority leader will approve it. So as for staff, so I don't make a mistake, should we adopt this language in this amendment, the A1 amendment first, or?
Yeah. So we still have a motion to adopt the A1 amendment. Any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Amendment's adopted.
And then, right. Mr. Chair, I would move the previous motion, or the previous stated motion from pages R21, the House language, R24, I'm sorry, through R26. And what line would that be? So I'm getting the staff involved here. Would that be through the...
27.5.
25, okay. And that's my motion, Mr. Chair.
All right, we have a motion for us. Any discussion on the motion? All right, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion's carried.
Would you like to make the final motion?
I think that leaves us to one final motion. And I'd like to say it's been a treat working with you and seeing you three times this week. The final motion before us is to move to adopt the conference committee report on Senate File 2065 as amended. In addition, I move that the revisor be able to make any technical corrections as necessary. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion carries. And this conference committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
You better not cause us trouble here.
Me?